Hey, what's up? This is Prakriti. Namaste and welcome to Pralaya Sessions, episode 248 on trance.com.np/radio. Your weekly dose of uplifting electronic music. But not only that, also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. And as always, please stay tuned to find out more. We have an exciting show in store for you tonight. Presenting my brand new mashup this week. Yes, that's right, finally. It had been a while since I last produced anything. 2014 was the year in which I had the maiden relocation. And then 2015 was, of course, the earthquake, followed by the unofficial blockade. Hint, hint. And for those of you who've already been to my website, know what I'm talking about. A mostly instrumental hour this week, only four tracks with vocals, and this is one of them. It also happens to be the track you can't get enough of from last week. Me and the boys, we gonna keep on rocking. Yes, that's right, so let's get started. Is that all right?
Up ahead, I can see the road for miles, babe. This is the path in which I choose. Once so down, I'm just getting started. Now I've got nothing left to lose. So we sing and dance. Do it. Think about tomorrow, what it brings. But now we're living in the moment. Won't you take a chance? Do it. We're living with the future in our hands. So now we're living for the moment. For the moment. For the moment. For the moment.
You're tuned into Pralaya Sessions.
Up ahead, I can see the road for miles, babe. This is the path in which I choose. Once so down, I'm just getting started. Now I've got nothing left to lose. So we sing and dance.
Do it.
Think about tomorrow, what it brings. But now,
do
we're
it.
Living in the moment. Won't you take
my toothbrush, living for the moment. The track you can't get enough of from last week's show, as voted by you via pralayasessions.com, and I would need to agree with you. Thanks for all your votes. It keeps the show alive. Every week in Pralaya Sessions, you have the opportunity to vote for the track you like the most. The track with the most votes becomes the track you can't get enough of in the following week's show. And the voting for this week's show is now open, but please vote only at the end of the show. If you just joined us, you tuned into Pralaya Sessions episode 248 on trance.com.np radio with me, Prakriti. We're broadcasting live from Kathmandu. Thank you for joining us this evening. Every weekend, your dose of uplifting electronic music. But this radio show is not only that, it is also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal, which I'll tell you more about shortly, so please make sure you stay tuned. And now, the new one by Andre Sobotta, Halo.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Sao Paulo in Brazil, and this is exactly the sound he's renowned for. Andre Sobotta, with a track entitled Halo. On PS248, not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. Hoste Haise is a non-profit NGO in question that's been around for the last 26 years. Hosteheise.org is the website. There's also a YouTube documentary, which is quite short, so I urge you to check it out. It succinctly summarizes the activities of Hoste Haise. The direct URL is hosteheise.org/YouTube. But in a nutshell, Hoste Haise runs non-profit free-for-all schools across rural Nepal, with a focus on Durgam Chetras, vis-a-vis communities that have least access to education due to various socio-economic barriers. And we run schools only where there is local support, which means where the locals are as enthusiastic as we are. For example, our schools in Sarlahi, which we started about 18 years ago. We now run 4 schools across 4 VDCs. I'm quite proud to say that the SLC pass rate has been 90% plus every year. The children in Sarlahi and across Nepal are sitting for their SLCs next week. So, all the best. To put things into perspective for you, the national average is 45% and the government average is a mere 20%. So at 90%, something we've been doing has been working. More info on all of this at hosteheise.org. Also, please check out the blog, hosteheise.org/blog. Informal updates of what we've been up to at Hoste Haise, along with pictures. Very recently, we also launched a volunteer blog, hosteheise.org/blog/Lisa. Yeah, as the URL describes it, it's the blog by our current volunteer, Lisa, from Germany. She's been with us since October, and she's leaving in April. Almost time for her to go. But now, let's get back to the music.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Something not so brand new, courtesy Carl B. In Control. Hope you enjoyed that. On PS248, broadcasting over the airwaves of trans.com.npradio with me, Prakriti. A fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. I've already told you we work with Hoste Haise. Also told you about the volunteer blog, which should give you an idea about how you can get involved. If you're interested in volunteering, please visit hosteheise.org/volunteer. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. There's so many things you can do to get involved. Please make sure you stay tuned throughout this radio show and I'll tell you more. But one thing I will tell you immediately about is the weekly Hoste Haise garage sale that happens in Zaulakhil every week at the Hoste Haise office between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. where we sell gently used clothing, household items, shoes, etc. at very affordable prices. And these items have been donated by you. And yes, that is right. If you have any of these items that you'd like to get rid of, we'll come and pick them up anywhere inside Kathmandu Valley. The garage sale started late November, and I'm quite pleased to say in less than 5 months, we've already raised over 50,000 Nepali rupees, with articles of clothing priced at a mere 100 rupees per piece. Now that's a bargain right there. No wonder it's so popular. All right, let's get back to the show. Here's something brand new by Rodrigo Vieira and friends. I like this tune.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
There's so many angels surrounding me, in the clouds I see are below, telling me what I already know. The sun couldn't be brighter, and the moon at night, like to my like, such a joy that my lips can't hold anymore. Oh, oh, oh.
awesome tune. And you know what? Almost all of the music I feature on the program is available for purchase through our website, pralaysessions.com. Tracks cost as little as 99 cents thanks to Amazon MP3. And the referral proceeds of every sale are donated in their entirety. Yes, of course, to Hoste Haise. A win-win for all parties involved. The original artists who make the music, as you purchase and download their music legally. You, as you get it at a very affordable price. But most importantly, the underprivileged children in Nepal. So yeah, that's one more way you can help out with the fundraiser. If you like what we do, kindly help us spread the word about it. Through social media would be one way. We're on Facebook as well as Twitter, under the handles Pralay Sessions as well as Hoste Haise. Like on Facebook or follow on Twitter would be highly appreciated. If you run your own website, there's a Pralay Sessions widget you can implement. Widget code at pralaysessions.com. And while there, also please check out the Pralay Sessions t-shirts, available in different sizes, styles, and colors. On our website, you will also see an Amazon Smile banner. If you do your shopping on Amazon, you can help out through there as well by checking out through Amazon Smile. When you do so, Amazon will donate a portion of your sale to Hoste Haise, and it will not cost you anything extra. Yeah, it's that awesome. This is possible because Hoste Haise is also registered in the United States as a 501c3 nonprofit. We're slowly growing, but we need your help. Feedback most welcome. Suggestions, input, comments, whatever. Macready@pralaysessions.com is my email address. Alternatively, there's a feedback form on our website, pralaysessions.com. Alright, so Miami Music Week is officially over, I think. So how about a track that echoes its vibe, maybe?
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Thank you.
Bobina and Miami Echoes, a track from 2013. That year, I did have a broadcast live from Miami, if you remember, episode 091, and episode 039 the year before that. It was actually co-hosted by my friend Scott. Those were fun times. I even had Paul Oakenfold on the show then, yeah. If you missed those episodes, not to worry, you can still check them out on our website, pralaysessions.com, where all previous episodes of the radio show are archived. And hey, did you know you can tune into the latest edition of Pralaya Sessions right from your smartphone? Radio Nepali for the Android and Nepali FM for the iPhone are two free apps, and once installed, the latest edition of Pralaya Sessions will be a mere tap away. We're also available as a free iTunes podcast. Search for us on iTunes, search for Pralaya Sessions or Prakriti, search and subscribe. But now it's time for something new by Benny Benassi. Here is Beardo.
With Prakriti.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
You're tuned into Pralaya Sessions episode 248 on trance.com.npradio, personally compiled and mixed by me, Prakriti. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. And that was Proto Culture taking on Orion Nielsen with his 2016 remix of So Long Radio. Mixed into the new one by Prof, entitled Bermude, which was mixed into Benny Benassi's Beardo, the track I left you with. Past the 40-minute marker, can probably squeeze in three more records, including my new mashup, so please don't go anywhere. On this fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal, I've already told you how the fundraiser works. In case you missed it, please visit our website, pralayasessions.com. But one thing I haven't told you about is the good old financial donation. Mostancy.org/donate, all major credit cards accepted. For local Nepali credit cards, please check out Moco on the same page. Consider signing up for a recurring donation. $5 a month is quite a popular one. Thank you for all your support.
So I heard you have a new life. How quickly you move on. Cause for me you were a highlight. Never quite knew what went wrong. Now you're calling me up tonight. Try to tease me with your charm. Maybe your memory is finite.
Sessions.
We'll be right back.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Phenomenal new tune by JTEC, Paragon. And before that, Pulsation Staples, Mile and Shane 54, with their new one, Round We Go, with Haley on vocals. And that brings Prolife Sessions episode 248 to a close, well, almost. I have one more for you, and as promised, it's my new mashup. But before I introduce it to you, allow me to thank you for tuning in this week. Not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children. Pulsations.com for more info, and please also subscribe to our mailing list. Forgot to tell you about that one. I hope you will join me again next week, episode 249, one last episode before the big one, episode 250. But for tonight, I'm going to leave you with my brand new mashup. I actually made this one back in December at the peak of the blockade, but put on the finishing touches just now over Holy for it to see a release. So thank you once again for tuning in, and I'll speak to you next week, okay? For tonight, allow me to leave you with Unofficial Blockade. Namaste.
What has ruined our relationship with our most important strategic neighbor is that we have converted advice into orders. You cannot force your advice on a sovereign, independent constituent assembly. Do we know the Nepal Terai better than Terai's democratically elected representative? But who is running that agitation? Certainly not the 105 elected representatives of the Terai region who were in the constitution and voted in favor of the constitution. I think we should have some sense of proportion in whom we support, whom we don't. Should our interference in Nepal's affairs amount to telling the voters of the Terai whom they should vote for? So we have only last month debated our commitment to the Constitution, which we adopted on the 26th of November, 1949. Would we have stood for a foreigner arriving uninvited the next day to tell us not to promulgate our constitution, not to proclaim it. That is exactly what happened in Nepal. Exactly what happened in Nepal on the morrow of their ending 7 years of earnest struggle to arrive at a national consensus. Why should we go and tell them that we don't trust you, we want to hold you to your pledge, you must do it immediately, and do it today because day after tomorrow you're promulgating the constitution? Is this the manner in which we treat with a sovereign neighbor of ours? We added insult to injury by describing their largely adopted constitution. There were only 25 members who voted against it. More than 500 members voted in favor. And yet we described in our official spokesman statement their constitution as a constitution, not the constitution. Not a word of felicitation. Not a word of welcome. All that goodwill has now been squandered by decision makers in New Delhi who have callously turned an entire generation of Nepalese against India. Against India.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Just below my skin, I'm screaming.
The current standoff is only a manifestation of India not knowing where and when to stop, even when there were clear signs of India's role being counterproductive. It is about bruised egos in the New Delhi establishment trying to teach Nepali politicians a lesson for not listening. Is this how we wish to be perceived in Nepal? Is this not how we are being perceived in Nepal? The children of Nepal are being told that they can't go to school because India is stopping them. The women of Nepal are being told that they cannot have food, fuel, medicines, vaccines for their children because India is stopping them. What are we achieving by this kind of behavior? Nepal we have considered as our passport. I'm quoting from Iqbal. The guardian who is protecting us, and it is this passport that we are humiliating in the manner in which we are doing. So who is responsible for this kind of bad behavior? Whether the External Affairs Minister agrees or not, that we have in effect imposed an undeclared blockade on Nepal, most public opinion in Nepal believes that we have. This has alienated an entire generation and an entire people from it. This is not punchy. This is bullying. This is what Rajiv Gandhi used to call the quest for dominance. He used to say that about the imperial powers. He must be wondering why we have become victims of that syndrome. The blockade is the doing of the Modi government, not of India. We have to make it clear to the Nepalese that India is not harming them. You rush a technical team immediately to work out how to lift the blockade. Please do not allow the situation in Nepal to become as it became in Sri Lanka in 1980. Please stop all this provocation. Turn to the Nepalese as a friend. Stretch your hand out to them. And if we see that the government of India is being friendly towards Nepal, that's the right time when an all-party delegation goes and says, we support you. If we don't do all the things that I've suggested, we will lose the game to the Chinese and forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. and forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years.
Prakriti. Sneshes here, Lord Pralay Sessions.